Blog Talk Radio.
Now is a celebration. Yeah. Oh, girl, let's celebrate. Yeah, it's a celebration. You can't find it in stores. Some tailor-made for you, kinda shoe, kinda. It's like, oh, you don't wanna miss this. Feels like it's Christmas. Like, oh, yeah, it's a holiday, but I'm open for business.
We got a bottle of that rosé.
Baby, we gon' celebrate.
Make it feel like it's your birthday.
Baby, girl, let's celebrate.
Have it at the party.
I can't wait to celebrate. Every course, hats off to your graduation.
It's like, oh,
you don't wanna miss this. Feels like it's Christmas. Like, oh, yeah, it's a holiday, but I'm open for business.
We got a bottle of that rosé.
Baby, we gon' celebrate.
Make it feel like it's your birthday.
Baby, girl, let's celebrate.
Have it at the party.
How can we celebrate?
All up on your body.
Baby, tell me how you feel. They say real girls ain't never perfect. Perfect girls ain't real. I'd agree, but I guess we'll just wait and see. Cause I swear you act like perfect is the only way to be. Nothing matters except for you. Don't let no one out here blind you. Don't remember why you love me. Please allow me to remind you. And I know you left me once, but I came right back to find you. Even though I like being in your past, you got a bright future behind you. Ooh, damn, ooh. Girl, I must admit I look amazing next to you. Girl, you crazy, sexy, cool. And you stayed obsessed with school, but that's good, cause you know that them grades impress me too. And my free days are just for you, but I don't get many. It's like every time we spend time, it feels like the first time. You never spend enough time, you catch me at the worst time. It ain't like you're not worth time, just I don't control it. But tonight I made it happen just to celebrate the moment. Give it up one time.
I just wanna celebrate the night with you. I bought some party favors, I'ma light it up if that's alright with you. How you feeling now? Tryna lay it down. We can kinda down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We got a bottle of that rosé.
Baby, we gon' celebrate.
Make it feel like it's your birthday.
Baby, girl, let's celebrate.
Have it at the party.
How can we celebrate?
All up on your body.
Baby, I'ma
celebrate the moment. Give it up one time.
One state, some place to be nobody, some place to be, some place you wouldn't know probably. honor the finest piece in a rolling. Where the service always roaming, I'm packing my bags and going. It's a challenging act, it's a balancing act. Visit beautiful places, it's more out here than the trap. Houses in Long Island, they always found him. House in the South, a nigga barely got out. Sunny LA, remember calls with Dr. Dre. He told me, don't let the palm trees fool you, nigga, be safe. Me and my higher self, we often would speak. Somehow we lost the connection, might meet at Joshua Tree. And it's been bothering me, too many wavy women. Gotta log out of IG, can't be my ADM in. No kidding, it's hard to move like a civilian. I write the truth cause I live it, not like you musical niggas. We did it big and they biggest, they rather shoot than write tickets. What it feel like to go get it? What it feel like to go miss it? In one city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody. Dog bought a plane, said let's go to Paris. That's where baguettes are from, French bread that's long and narrow. I like the other definition, rectangular carrots. The concept of the song is rather esoteric. This girl said in Grenada we should go get married. Broke the meaning down of the Virgin Mary. And you got your own place. My favorite part of the night when you text me that you made it home safe. I'm contemplating at the home base how I'm used to breakfast in the ghetto sipping OJ. That's a picture right there, a moment in time. Before anybody wanted a photo of mine. Before the internet energy and social decline destroyed the vibe, fooling us with the headlines. Keeping us blind, vultures eat you alive. Take heed to the signs, wishing I find. One city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody.
All my time is spent focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I could beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent so many years living too uncomfortably, making room for people who didn't like the labor but wanted the spoils, greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do the shit you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection, and the anointed can pursue their own direction. And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself, fuck a projection. See me in my freedom, taking all my land back. They said a lot against me, thinking I just stand back. I got my legs beneath me, I got my hands back. A lot of people sabotaged, they couldn't stand that. I turned the other cheek, I took blow after blow. There's so much crisis in the world because you reap what you sow. When you keep what you know is meant for someone else, the ditch you dig for them, you might just end up in yourself. I'm in the secret place, I keep a sacred space. They keep showing their hands, but keep hiding their face. If I'm a messenger, you block me, then you block the message. So aggressive, the world you made is what you're left with. Pride and ego over love and truth is fuck reckless. Y'all niggas got a death wish, the stupid leaves me breathless.
Some place to be. Yeah. Ain't ducking nothing. This might have to build my own city where y'all need a real nigga passport to enter. Miss Hill, we ain't going nowhere. They gonna have to deal with us. Make them uncomfortable. Yeah.
Uh-oh, you know what that means. Yep, you guessed it. It's a drip to mic day. The author Hezzy and God is Love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented, they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day-inducing diatribes that could make a life change. Man, if you ain't gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Author's Lounge, maintained by overstanding what's understood so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane, entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. If the mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and the God is love catches the ball like running it up the side. Grip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide and please help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host, God is Love in the building.
Welcome, 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 bye, everybody. Welcome to the Author's Lounge. Call in at 646-378-0355 and press 1 to speak to us and our guest tonight. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. How's everybody doing? How was everyone's weekend? This your girl, Goddess Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Author's Lounge, presented to you by Drip the Mic. We have a great show tonight. Oh my gosh, guys. Listen, when I tell you we're going to be having a great time, you know what I'm calling this? I'm going to call this the Queen's Den, because it's all ladies tonight, all queens tonight, and we're celebrating a special one. I don't know if Hezekiah has been bigging her up or what, but we talked about her a little bit last week, and we're going to definitely talk to her a lot this week, because she is our special guest tonight. She is Hezekiah's mentee, and he's so very, very proud of Danielle Miller. That's who I'm talking about, guys. So tonight she'll be on as well. We're going to have Eloquent. We're also going to have Lacey Lace, Shayna Gordine, Felicia Scott, and Krista Robertson. All right, now Krista Robertson is a singer. We're going to have her on as well. So let's see who we got on the mic first. I believe we have, isn't Miss Shayna Gordine on?
No, she's not in the building yet. We do have Arthur Deanne Miller on the line ready to go. And then
she's waiting.
While you interview him, I'll go ahead and do the and see who else we got in here.
Okay, I know it's
gonna go up. This show's gonna go up. We got a lot of people in queue and callers in queue, hands is raised and people ready to get on the mic and I mean that their information be heard. So it's gonna be a nice little go up show. So I think we'll be able to hold it down until Hezzy get back.
Oh, absolutely. I know he's going to be upset that he didn't get a chance to get his interview. But you said that Ms. Miller was ready, right?
Yeah, Ms. Miller on deck.
Oh, yeah, she ready. And I know this is the one Hezzy really wanted to get down with. Too bad he's running a little late, you know. Right, put it through.
Yeah, you have to work, pay them bills, you know. Ain't gonna pay themselves.
I know that's right.
But we do got Miss Miller in the building. If your mic is unmuted, Miss Miller, if you can hear us.
Yes, I can hear you guys. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Office Lounge. How are you, Miss Miller?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Oh, I think Hezekiah is here. Yeah, he's here. We gotta let him in.
You know what? I just got notification. Is that who that was? Okay. Let me see.
Yeah,
oh, I see him.
You know it.
Him.
Gotta let him in.
Oh,
he made it just in time.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, my phone was like ding, 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 ding. I just wanted something on the price.
There you go, bro. Welcome to the Office Lounge.
Come on in my room.
Y'all don't need to hold it down. I'm going to leave back panels and see who we got in the building ready to come up. So and I'll let y'all know who we got in order. So y'all go ahead and handle that.
Okay.
Ooh-wee. So what's
you
up, everybody?
It.
I apologize.
You made it.
Of course. You know I won't go miss this one.
I know that is right. I just said that. I said, this is Hezekiah's show right here. I know he's going to be a little upset, but you made it.
Of course.
All right, let's go. This your show right now. I'm backseat driver today. It's all about you and your people. And I'm so excited to finally get a chance to talk to Ms. Miller.
Okay. Before we get started with Ms. Miller, we're going to bring the first poet on. I ain't going to get her name right. You already know that, right?
Who, Shayna Gordy?
Oh, you got it. You go here, girl. See, that's why you're my co-host.
I got you. I got your back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is you in the building, Miss Shayna? I don't hear her. Is she in the building?
I don't hear anyone either. I thought you said only Ms. Miller was here.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to Ms. Miller. We're going to let her introduce herself first, and then we're going to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. I am here, Hezzy.
Oh, my bad.
We was waiting on you, but yes, I'm here.
Okay. What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. I was telling everybody, like, yes, it is my day. It's Author Dia Miller Day. Y'all have to call in. Y'all have to tune in. This is my day. So I'm really, really excited, and I'm happy you was able to, you know, put this together for me. You're so special. Thank you.
Girl, I've been working all day. My phone was on 1% when I got in the door.
I hope you got it on the charger now.
Oh, it is. It is.
And he really been working hard for this show, okay, because he told me about this show in July.
Aww.
He said, mark this date down because this is what we're doing. I said, okay, got it. So he really been working for this day.
Oh, yes, I feel so special. Thank you. Thank you.
So while you on the mic, go ahead and let the world know a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, everybody, I am author Deanne Miller. I go by Deanne Miller or Danielle Miller for those of you guys who do not know me. I am an author. I have a publishing company. I also do coaching for inspiring authors. I also write screenplays. And we just recently, and I know Hezekiah might have said this several times on his show, but I'm going to repeat it. We just finished, was that last month we did that?
Yes.
We just finished filming the movie to his book, The Player, and me too, but it's called The Player. And, you know, we was executive producers and everything. So, you know, shout out to Andre Harris. Woo, woo, woo. And amongst that, you know, I have a couple other side businesses that I do, but, you know, we'll discuss that a little bit later. I have several books that I have written, my newest book being The Museum Done, writing the movie to this book. So I'm really excited
And we're going to be shooting out with Andre as well. We're going to be casting people soon for that. I live in Pittsburgh, PA, born and raised in a small community called the Hill District. Shout out to the HL, my people that is listening and tuned in. Yes. I have six sons. Just recently, I am a grandma of one and one on the way, two girls.
Aww.
So I'm excited about that, yes. Got a son that's going to be going away to college on the 27th of this month, so I'm really, really happy about that. I'm going to be moving in a couple months. But that's really it. I like to write. I like to fish. I like to travel a lot. That's my thing. And, you know, I like to stay in my lane, and I like to vibe out. That's me. That's what I like to do.
Okay. Hold on one second. Mr. CEO. Is my CEO at? Where he at? Where my CEO at?
He working the board. She said he's talking to the people.
I need him to work the board. I need 518 on now.
Shout out to the people.
I know what you're trying to set it up, bro.
I know. Where is he at? See, I'm going to bring the lady on.
Oh. Yo, listen.
Uh-oh.
Yo, check
there
it
you
out,
go.
Bro. Well, look, I ain't done nothing, man. I was working. You know. Yo, so we have Miss Janita from the Sister Network on the line who wants to give a little just word, a positive word to Dr. Dan Miller.
Okay.
Oh,
my sister.
Yeah. Oh. 1 second. Okay, she should be on right now.
Okay.
Hello there. Hi, Hezekiah. Hi, Miss Arthur Miller. I just want to take this time first to thank Hezekiah for just allowing us to be on this radio platform to give you such a warm congrats, Miss Arthur Deanne Miller. Arthur Deanne Miller is a young lady that always going above and beyond for others. When I met Arthur Deanne Miller, I know that she always gave you so many compliments, Hezekiah, and she always referred you to her coach, her mentor. So when she always speak about you, she said, Hezekiah is my mentor. And what I love about Arthur Deanne Miller is that she took that same concept that you've given her, Hezekiah, and she also applied it with us as Sister Code members. Miss Arthur Deanne Miller was my professional book coach. She also released Sister Code Volume 1. She also walked me through the process of releasing Volume 2. She is also a state holder for Sister Code Network for PA. And I just love this young lady so much because I love her inspiration and I love how she's a go-getter. And just to see how you guys been connecting, Hezzy, and how you guys are working on so many projects, she deserves to have this day. She deserves to have this moment of just recognizing who she is and the woman that she is. And I just want to say, Arthur Deanne Miller, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate your sistership. I really appreciate your love. I appreciate what you do for Sister Code. And I appreciate Hezekiah for being your mentor because what you learned from him, you was able to pass on to so many queens on the platform. You didn't just write my book or publish my book, but you also published books for other queens on our platform, such as Nifa, the doctor, I believe Dr. Wendy, and other ladies on the platform. So we just want to say thank you on the behalf of Sister Code Network. We thank you, queen, and we salute you. God bless.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Thank you, Janita. I love you so much. Thank you.
Yes.
Boom, doop, doop, boom.
Oh, y'all going to have me on here being all emotional and stuff.
That was so nice.
Give her the tissue.
That was beautiful.
Give us next.
Who we got next? We got so many. Who wants to speak
next? Man, listen, it's a packed house, bro.
We got people in the building. So next up, that's coming after her, is Lacey Lace.
Lacey!
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
This is Lacey Lace.
Yay, welcome. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a part of this Office Lounge celebration for D.N. Miller.
Oh, hi, Queen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
Ms.
good.
Lace.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy celebration to you.
Thank you. Thank you, beautiful.
Ms. Lace, introduce yourself and what you do.
Okay. Again, my name is Lacey Lace. My Facebook name is Lacey Lace. However, my legal name is Cassandra Grant. I am an actress in the DMV area. I also, I'm a motivational speaker. I also do stage plays. I'm working on one now that's going to be released pretty soon. And I'm full of love. I'm full of joy. And I'm just trying to live a happy life on earth and be happy, you know, and to inspire others.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, and Queen. I love it.
See, that's
Thank
a heavy
you.
Hitter right there. I pulled a rabbit
mm-hmm.
out of my head with her. Well, Miss Lacey Lace has a poem, Miss Miller, and she's going to recite it.
Oh,
I'm ready. You know, I love poetry.
Okay, good. The name of my poem is She. Just like you heard, S-H-E, She. She is a woman with dreams and has a vision and indeed a good find. She is a woman who thinks about what she brings about. She imagines her thoughts and manifests her futation. Her power is not just to follow the right way, but her way. She is God's masterpiece, strong, witty, pretty, and as real and fine as a ruby. She is a special gift to the world that inspires and motivates. She uplifts and rises up and makes good changes in this great nation. She makes a difference in the world through any storm. She is a woman with many talents and gifts. She is a woman who bears a major lifeline and holds the life support system flawless and with an endless love. She is more than ever strong, independent, courageous, accomplished, brave, and patient. She not only follows her intuition, she has an open heart. She is flavored with melon, with all the beautiful colors, and as sweet as the cream of the crop. She is the conversation. She is there when you need to be pulled out of the darkness. She listens. She has a deep heart and deep thoughts. She can sometimes save you, save your life, and save your soul. She is unstoppable. She is author D.N. Miller. She is one and done. She is she. We love you. We love you.
Oh,
Dean,
my God.
Dean
Y'all
Miller.
Really going to have me cry. Oh, my God.
Look, listen. And it don't stop. It don't stop. It ain't over yet, Ms. Miller. So we got a Miss Cynthia Robinson in the building. Want to come in and get some accolades and shout out to you. So it's going down. It's going down for you.
It's going down on a Tuesday.
It's going down on
right,
a Tuesday.
Right. Like
oh,
in the club,
Miss Lacey.
What?
Right,
Miss Robinson.
Lacey,
she should be in the building. We just unmuted
so
our mic, so she should be in the building.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I love it. How you doing, Priscilla?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Priscilla? Can you hear me? Uh-oh.
Is that Cynthia?
That's me, Queen.
Yeah, we have Cynthia Robinson in there.
Hey, Queen.
Okay.
Oh. Hey.
That's me, Queen. I am so honored to be able to give you your flowers right now, girl. I am so happy. So y'all don't know, I've known Danielle since high school. And to see the accomplishments that this woman has made, it's an honor to even be in her company. You know, I tell you this all the time. I admire everything about you. You have persevered against everything that the world has put at you. You just jumped over it and just, you know, like Mario. And I just admire you. I truly do. If you say that you're doing something, you are someone that is dependable, you're reliable, and you do exactly what you say that you're going to do. And not too many people get to be around people that are a living action, and that's you. So I am so happy that you are getting the recognition that you deserved a long time ago. And I'm looking and waiting to see what else is in store for you, because you deserve it all. So I just wanted to take a quick second and let you know I love you. I see you.
I love
and
you.
Go ahead, get it, girl.
I love you too, Sophia. I love you. I'm about to drive over here and give you a big old hug. Oh, y'all really got me in tears right now. This, oh my God, y'all, this means so much. Y'all don't even understand. Oh, some of the stuff that I've been going through lately, man, this really means so much. It really does. Like, it really touches my heart. It really do. And I appreciate you, Hezzy. I appreciate everybody that's on the call. I swear I do. Y'all don't even know.
Well, I'll tell you what I do know. I do know that it does say something about you as an author, as a friend, a sister, a relative, a daughter. When you have people that wants to come and support you, you know, and Hezzy knows this. You know, a lot of times in our in our profession, in our industry, what we kind of do, it's not a lot of people who come out and, you know, try to make sure they pay you those flowers. They give you those accolades. So it definitely says something about you, your character. When you have people that just, I mean, this makes for a better interview, get more information that way. And, you know, but it says something about you as a person when people come through and they want to, they're happy about supporting you. They feel you deserve it, and you can hear it in their voice, in their delivery. So I just want to give you a shout out on that. That says something real about your character.
Thank you. I'm feeling like a little girl over here, y'all. Oh, man.
I ain't got to do much work tonight. Yes.
Oh, you feel so good.
Well, I'm happy that we can make you feel good today.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all
y'all
about.
Y'all definitely did. I'm telling y'all, like, it's been a crazy, you know, I'm not going to say rut. It's just been a crazy couple weeks, and I've been in my feelings, you know, every now and again. You know my mom, you know the whole story of my mom passing, and every now and again I get my feelings, you know, with my mom being gone. And sometimes I feel like, you know, it'd be hard for me to talk to people. But this right here, like, oh, my God, like, this right here. I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
All right. Mr. CEO, who do we have next? He's busy tonight. We working him tonight. We is working him tonight. I know he like, man, I got all these people calling in. Where's my wife at? And I hope she feels better. She's a little under the weather.
Aww.
So she's not able to be here today. Yeah.
A little prayer for First Lady. Hope she gets better soon.
Definitely.
Yes. Prayers going up.
Definitely. Okay. Who's next? You don't even know why. I'm glad I ain't got to work the boards. I have everybody intertwined. I put everybody on.
While we're waiting, I want to find out what Ms. Deanne Miller got coming up.
So right now, like I said, I just got done writing the movie, The Museum, to my book, The Museum. Oh,
Shout out to April Armstrong, Mr. Whispers, and her husband, Marcus, because they did a phenomenal job on my audiobook that just got released. It was like a couple weeks ago. And sales has been really, really good. The audiobook is off the chain. They are actually working on my other book, While He Sleeps. They're actually in the process of doing that audiobook right now as we speak. And I'm really, really excited about that. I can't wait for them to get done with that. And shout out to Frank. He is also the guy. He basically is doing the he's behind the scenes. He's doing all the background music and, you know, putting all the extras and stuff like that. So shout out to Frank. But yeah, I can't wait for that book that audio book to get released, because that's going to be even crazier than what they did with the museum. And my book, my audio book, y'all, is different from everybody else's. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm not going to say too much about it. You just got to, you know, go grab it.
Right.
And it's available on all platforms.
You know what, Danielle? I wanted to do an audio book, but who going to do the sex scenes? Because I want mine to sound real.
Hey, that's why.
Hey,
listen, that's why I chose April and Marcus and the couples, because they already a couple. And when it comes to them sex scenes, honey, they don't be playing around. I'm telling you, they be on point. I was listening to that like, oh, what's going on? And it was my book. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get you some people that got chemistry together, honey.
Woo. Right.
Well, next in the building, we got Miss Felicia Scott. How you doing, Miss Scott?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you could be on this show tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, yes. You know me. I'm coming. But
understood, and just to celebrate another queen, that's even more wonderful.
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. I'm Felicia Scott. I go by Felicia Karen Scott. Because I love the names that my parents gave me. I'm from Washington, D.C. Been doing poetry since I was 13 years old. Been writing forever. Used to switch the words of songs because I didn't like the words. And I like to blame my sister for making me perform in 1984 on stage. Doing a poem. So.
Okay. So what you got for us tonight?
I have Queen Destiny, which is in my book, the LB Collection, Lessons in Praise, by Felicia Karen Scott. You can find it on Amazon. And
okay.
This is Queen Destiny, and it's on page 60 of my book. Cause like freedom and response like wisdom for Her Majesty, adorned in hers in purple, for she is royalty. Her spirit sparkles like a diamond, for she is a precious jewel, for she was created in the likeness of the Creator. And trust, he makes no mistakes. Yet some find her essence breathtaking, while others use her influence for selfish reasons. Yet Queen Destiny reigns over all heartbreaks and disappointment. See, she refused to see any dream deferred, because she obeys the command of the Most High God. So, ladies, it is time to ignite the power that was placed in you. The true essence of a queen is in you. So go and claim your destiny.
I love it.
That was
deep.
Yes,
honey.
That was
really. Thank you. And what's the name of your book again? Because I'm going to have to go grab that. I love poetry.
Okay, it is the LP Collection, Lessons in Praise.
Lessons in Praise, yes.
Make sure you leave me that link in my inbox so I can share it on my page as well.
Okay, And it's also on my website, which is www.FeliciaKarenScott.com. That's FeliciaKarenScott.com.
Got it. All right.
Queen.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
You know where else you can promote your book at? And it's a all-women's platform, honey. And we support one another. Queen Janita was just on. I don't know if you was listening. She is the founder of My Sister Code. You got to go join. As a matter of fact, as soon as we get off this call, I'm going to friend request you, and I'm going to add you to the group. You will love the ladies. Very supportive. We uplift and motivate one another, and it's an all-women's group from all over.
Thank you so much. And the young lady, I also lost my mom in April, and I had those moments. And I allowed myself to have the moments. And I also like to blame her for anointing my pen. Because she always said,
yes.
Baby, write it down. And that's why I have over 2,000 poems that I can think of.
Wow. Yes. You know what? I could definitely relate to that, Queen, because I've always been a writer by nature. You know, I've always said poetry has always been my first love. I still go to events to this day. Sometimes I don't sit, but, you know, that's just me. But I can say that, you know, when my mom had passed away, I was going through a lot. I was not myself. And that is what really encouraged me to pick up my pen and start writing again. And I just never looked back. You know what I mean? And it's a healing process for me. It also helps me heal. I'm able to get a lot of stuff off my chest that I can't really do in real life because, you know, sometimes I just to be mad for no reason at all. But I'll just, you know, I'll write about it. But I could definitely, you know, relate to that. When I was in, I started writing in elementary school, but I always kept a notebook with me. And I would just write all the time, short stories, poetry, you know, just different stuff. And now it's crazy because my sons, my kings, they all do the same thing, all of them. They all keep a notebook with them all the time. We could go to the store, and the first thing they do is go grab a notebook, which is crazy because, you know, some kids want to go get a video game. My kids is going to go get notebooks and stuff. But I agree. It's a healing process, and, you know, it helps you vent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. And I couldn't leave without shouting out my auntie, Andre M. Harris.
Yes, the queen herself. Yay. We
see, I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
Nope.
We love Andre. I call her D. We love D. She's a phenomenal woman. Phenomenal.
That's mom.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Scott, so much.
You're welcome.
And don't forget to give me all your information so I can share it. And if you are free, August the 24th, I want you to have your own interview on the Author's Lounge.
August 24th, that's next Tuesday, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, I am available.
All right.
Thank you,
have to make you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, why is that? You already know. All right. Next up, we have 434 in the house.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you doing, Ms. Robinson?
I am good. How are you doing?
Oh, girl, I'm tired as usual, you know.
Yeah.
Celebration. Y'all, this girl right here. This is like we just grew up through school together.
Oh, she know you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I do. Careful. I stay on them. Gotta stay on them.
Oh, I see. I'm not the only one. So you just been like this all your life, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Well, Ms. Robinson, she has been singing all the way through school, and her voice is thebomb.com. And Ms. Miller, she's going to sing you a song.
Ooh. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, we ready.
I'm ready, Queen.
Right.
Oh.
I hope this song bless you. I know it blessed me.
It's time.
Hold on.
You know how they do the church. Take your time.
We going to church.
Yeah, we about to. We need it. I know I do. Yeah.
Already in my head, like, oh, I know this person. I can hook her up with that person. So it's about to be on, honey.
Yeah.
It's about to be on. I got some connects for you. And have you ever been in a stage play before?
No, I haven't. I just sang in church.
Oh, I got some hookups for you. When we get off this interview, I'm going to reach out. I got a couple people
yeah.
that I would like to introduce you to.
Okay, Z got my number. Get it from him.
I sure will, honey, because you
thank
did
you so
that.
Much. Thank you
you
so
did
much.
That.
Thank you. Stay blessed, okay, and stay in carriage.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
always.
You.
That's with everything.
Always. You're welcome, honey. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay,
right.
You have a
thank
good night.
Okay.
I love it.
Yes. He did
how
that.
How you feeling, Miss Miller? Tell us how you feel right now.
I feel good. I feel good. I'm energized. I'm loving. Listen, you know I love attention, right? You know I love attention. And y'all giving me all the attention, all the energy. I'm sitting here like, yes, I love it. I love it. Oh, my God. I wish I could get this every day. I swear I wish I could get this every day. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, you guys. I really, really appreciate this. I really do. I really do. Such a blessing to have wonderful people in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Doc here, you know?
Yeah. I know.
Good people, it's hard to come by nowadays. That's where they are.
Oh, my goodness. Don't we talk about that all the time? Like, I'm not going to even tell y'all me and her story until after the celebration, like, you know, the next hour or so when we really indulge into the business. But it's boy, it's a doggy-dog world.
Yes.
But,
yes,
you know, you go through your growing pains and you live and you learn. And it's not how hard you fall, it's how you get back up.
Right.
You know. And you just keep going. And after a while, they can take everything away from you. You still can walk away with a smile because you know you can get it all back.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But we ain't trying to lose none today.
No, we are not. All smiles this way. All smiles this way. Big smile. Big smile.
Right. Oh, man.
No,
I got a powerful poet for you. I'm telling you. I just see everybody be tripping because I see people, they always pick the same people for the same platform. I don't be doing that. I be nosy. And that's how you got to be doing this, bitch. I be nosy. I be like, man, this woman be writing some poetry, boy. And like, I go in this group and I be seeing another poem for her. I be like, man, she is fire. And I be like, okay. So I just inboxed the one. I was like, look, I got a celebration coming up, and I would love for you to recite a poem during this celebration. And she was like, I will. She's like, I'm a little shy, but I'm like, your poems is powerful, though. So I want to introduce Miss Ella Quint. How are you?
I love that
Hello,
name.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Miss Ella.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are glad.
I love your name. I love your name.
Thank you.
And don't be shy.
Yeah, I am a little bit, but that's why I started writing poetry.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I go by the name of Ella Quint. I started writing poetry around the age of 9. Just a little shy black girl growing up in Jacksonville, Florida, trying to find my voice. So I started with poetry and then went on to short stories, and I'm currently still writing today.
Because you have some amazing poems.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You do. And I also want you to leave your links where we can find your poems and all that stuff after you recite your poem tonight, because people need to read your poems, because I'd be like, yo, this is dope.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
For real. So, let's see what you got. Going to make the mic drip.
Okay. Hello?
We wait.
We're here. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay.
It's untitled, but I decided to let the poem speak for itself. Okay. I refuse to apologize for the fire burning in my eyes and the easy confidence in my stride. For my luxurious locks, soft lips, and thick thighs, and sweet voice that tends to mesmerize, for possessing intelligence and strength beyond measure, for not falling apart when I am called to hold it together, for carrying myself as God's human treasure. For that, I refuse to apologize. I am woman, all woman, a black woman. You better recognize.
Yes. See, didn't nobody know. I used her little quote, that beginning quote on my page one day because I had read her poem.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You borrowing somebody's content, you know you're supposed to shout them out. Don't
you
just
ain't
be.
No, I did. She's on the show tonight.
Let me behave tonight.
That poem was dope, and I'm so happy that you was able to bless us tonight, because I know how hard it is to be able to speak in front of people, especially, you know, strangers you don't know. So I just want to thank you personally for coming on the show and being able to share that powerful poem. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are quite welcome. You are a dope poet, for real. You're really dope.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So let me ask you this, Queen: is your poetry in a book?
I do have some features that are currently published. I'm trying to work on something full length as of right now. So hopefully in the future.
Do you have a publishing company in mind? Do you have anybody who is able to help you put your content in a book and get it published for you?
No, ma'am, I actually don't. I was trying to look around and see, because I really want to do something like this poetry or like lifting up, especially women of color, like something geared towards that.
because that's very close to my heart. But I haven't really found like an avenue for that just yet.
Well, it's a good thing that you were able to be on this platform, because I also have a publishing company, and I don't know if Hezekiah had informed you, but I actually republished two of his books. So if you need help, because I also coach as well, if you need help, you know, getting your content together and getting it put into a book, feel free to reach out to me. I'll inbox you once we're done with the radio interview, and I can help you as well.
Okay, thank you so much. I truly appreciate
it. You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Quint.
Okay, thank you.
I'm the Quint.
That's a lovely name. I'm not going to forget
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. This woman that
Uh-oh.
We got up next.
Wait a minute, Hezzy. Before you bring the next guest on, I have to say, Ms. Miller, that you're on the show so we can celebrate you, and here you are giving other people opportunities. This is like amazing. And this is the reason why we are celebrating you today, because you're phenomenal as well. So, you know, that's just amazing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I do. I really. It's in my nature. I can't help it. Oh, it's just in my nature.
I think it's awesome.
Thank you, Queen.
Okay, I'm sorry, Hezzy. You can go ahead and introduce our next guest.
All right. This lady, she is something else. But she is one of D.N. Miller's biggest supporters. And, oh, man, she's great. She's a book reviewer. The
Ooh.
Best book reviewer.
Ooh. Miss Knickknack. Miss Knickknack.
Yes, yes.
Miss Nikki Reed.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, beautiful?
Hello. I am finding you, and I just want to just give you all your praise and all the, as you say, while you're, like you say, give your roses while you're here. And I don't have enough words to just say about who you are and what you are and what you do. You do, you're a phenomenal woman. You always, forever believing in, when you see a vision or you see something, you'll speak it. You'll go to that person. You're always believing sharing. There's not a one time that you will not share. But I do like the one thing you always say, I am really, you serious about your coins, and I understand that. And I believe that.
I appreciate you, Nikki.
I do. I love you too, and I appreciate everything. And is it for you, I wouldn't have became what I am today as a book reviewer, because you saw that vision. Since I had loved to read, it was a passion. You are the first host on our book club, and you brought it. You brought it tough, and you made it so engaging. And I would have to say I had to kind of slow down, because I'm not going to lie, Hezekiah, I finished her book. I could have finished it probably in a couple of hours. That's how good the book was. I had to slow down and act like a student, you know, read a little bit of time so we could discuss mm-hmm. it. But I want to tell you, Danielle, always be who you are. Stay who you are. Stay grounded. Never change who you are. Be selfless. And always remember that the one song I have for you that represents who you are is by Jill Scott, is Golden. Because everything you touch, everything you continue to touch, and everything you continue to manifest will always be there. So let that one song by Jill Scott represent who you are, and always stay true to yourself. And I love you, Queen, from the bottom of my heart.
I love you, too. Oh, thank you, Nikki. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And let me just tell y'all about Miss Nikki Reed real quick, okay? So in my process of me writing my books, I knew I could count on her to give me, you know, her honest opinion. I would send her different snippets, you know, of my book whenever I was writing, just to be able to get her opinion. So Nikki actually was reading my book before I actually
you know, would put it on the market before I would actually even publish, because I always valued and trusted her opinion when it came to my books. I knew that, you know, she wasn't just going to be like, oh, you know, yeah, it's cool. You know how some people, when you cool with them or they your friend, they be like, oh, yeah, girl, yeah, that's good, that's good. But they ain't really no book reader. They just saying it because they your friends. But Nikki, I always cherished her opinion. I always sent her different parts of my book in the middle and the beginning. Hey, Queen, what do you think about this? Do you like that? And she always gave me, you know, great value when it came to my writing. And so when she had told me that, you know, like she said before, that she enjoyed reading, I'm all like, Nikki, why don't you be a book reviewer? Like, this is something needed in our community. You know what I mean? You actually love to read. Be a book reviewer. And on top of that, because I got to throw this out there too, she has an awesome reading, speaking voice. And I said, Nikki, you should do audiobooks. You should do audiobooks. Seriously, mm-hmm. And I'm still saying it. You should do audiobooks, Nikki.
I have not. That door is not closed. I am still in the process of working on it and preparing for that. But that door is definitely going to remain open. But because of you, Danielle, I've created my own webpage. I've only went out there and stepped out on faith and went out there and actually put it out there for those who, you know, want to see. It's www.knickknackreviewer.com. Check it out.
Yes,
and I also said, you believe me. You saw a seed in me. You gave me that seed, that mustard seed. And I just helped me evolve.
Because you're great at what you do, Nikki. You really are. You're great at what you do. And, you know, I remember Janita was telling me, she's like, Quinn, you're a seer. You can see stuff, you know, in other people that they can't, you know, not that they can't, but some people can't see in themselves. And and you know, it's a gift from God. It's definitely a gift from God. But honey, let me tell you, you got some awesome skills. You got awesome skills, and I'm happy that, you know, I was able to meet you through the Sister Code platform, and I was even more happier that I was able to meet you in person. And
had a
wonderful time, and I cannot wait to go back to Cali so we can kick it again.
Yes, I cannot wait for you to come back, and you have to stay out to Allie, though.
Wait.
Allie is called Downtown Los Angeles, where you go shopping at, and we have a street where all the vendors are on there, and that's where Danielle stays shopping. That's what I told her, she's going to stay out to Allie.
Look, me and Dre, how did we get lost down there walking, y'all? We couldn't find our car. I had to turn on my GPS to walk back to the car because we couldn't find our car. Who gets lost shopping? That was funny. That place was huge. Yeah, we did. We got lost walking. And,
wow.
I wasn't drinking or nothing. I was straight sober, and we got lost. So.
But remember one thing, and Danielle, remember one thing. Always, like I say, stay grounded and stay to yourself. Always be true to yourself and let no one hold you back, because if there's a wall, it doesn't matter. You're going to go through it, around it, or you're going to go over it to make it happen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Nikki. I love you.
Thank you, and I love you too, Queen.
Now, so we're in the second part of the hour. Don't be me, co-host. See, Danielle, me and my co-host, we have this little brother-sister relationship going on, you know.
I love them. I gotta keep them in check sometimes. Just sometimes, though. Oh, you got to, Quinn, because Heavy be cutting up for real. He be cutting up. You gotta keep them in check.
You gotta keep them in check. You gotta rein them in sometimes.
Oh, my.
So tell us about this book. Now we're going to focus on you.
Okay. Which book?
Tell us about, yes.
The Museum. I got to say it. The Museum. I had to switch up my voice. Okay. So I like to write about, I'm a Pisces, but I'm going to just put that out there. You know, the fish swims in the opposite direction. I'm the sweetest pair, but the other side of me, I'm a little crazy a little bit. You know, I try to have that. So in my mind, when I write my books, I write about stuff that's the truth. I write about stuff that happens. And then I also have my alter egos that I like to write about. My books are a projection of me, but things that I can't do in real life. Can't do these things in real life, so I like to write about them. Because I'll be in jail, you know, and we don't want that. So I write about stuff. The Museum, when I got this idea, me and my homegirl Cynthia, the one who was, you know, on the call earlier today, we was actually in Mexico when I had got this idea. And so, you know, I thought about all the women, especially black women, no shade, but, you know, majority of my books are, you know, based on black women and just different things that they go through because I'm a black woman. I can't talk about no other race because I'm black. So I thought about the women, and I thought about, you know, all the different heartache, all the different things that we go through when it comes to our relationships. And not just relationships with our significant others, but I mean relationships in general. I thought about all the time.
Y'all mean
as hell.
What you say? What you say?
Y'all mean as hell.
Don't be talking stuff. Don't be talking stuff now, honey. Because it ain't nothing but women on this platform, honey, and you can get it. Okay?
Well,
you can get
for
it.
The rest of the hour, don't play with it.
Right? You don't want that. You don't want it.
Oh, boy.
But I thought about, you know, how we go through so much, and we allow men to put us through these things because we love them so much. And so The Museum is basically a book about women who have gone through some really, really harsh times. And I mean, far as rape, I mean, far as, you know, men that are married and, you know, they go out and they cheat and they use their money as leverage. They use their money as if, you know, they can get away with anything because they're in politics, because they got all this money, or they're well known. And the women are just sitting back allowing this to go on. And it's like, okay, in our mind, we want revenge, right? Because I know I do. I be wanting revenge, but like I said, I don't want to go to jail. So I got to write about it.
But
I can't just, you know, the most you can probably do is bust out your windows and slash
right.
your three tires so, you know,
yes, you
the insurance don't cover it, you know. So in my book, this woman, she was raped as a kid. She was one of those little girls who, you know, wasn't really into guys. Don't get me wrong. She liked the attention, but she wasn't really into guys like that. And so one of the guys that, you know, she was digging a little bit, he ended up raping her. She was afraid to tell her mom because her mom, you know, would have basically put in her head it was her fault for being too fast. You know how it is back in the day. You know, the women from back in the day is completely different from the women now. You know, back in the day, people was hush-hush. They kept stuff under the rug. And so she kept this secret with her for a very long time. She was into school. She was into her books. But she ended up growing up being very successful with this rape haunting her for a very long time. She was going to therapy, all this other stuff. She had a friend. She actually had a group of friends. And because of her lifestyle and because of the guy who raped her, his lifestyle, they basically told her, you know, nobody's going to believe you. He's popular. He's on a football team. Like, you're just a bookworm.
nobody's not going to believe you. You're going to mess up his career. You know, he was an up-and-coming rapper, yada, yada, yada. So she kept this secret with her for a long time. She stopped being friends with, you know, the girl. They get older. Mm-hmm. She runs into him. She got a successful business. The guy comes back into her life. But she's stuck in between because now this guy is an up-and-coming gospel rapper. She wants to believe that this man had changed. She wants to believe that he's back into her life for, you know, to apologize and to own up to what he did. But she really don't know why he's really there. He has a hidden agenda as well. Now, in the midst of all this stuff going on, she decides to come up with a secret society, this business. She's very business-minded. She sees opportunity everywhere she goes. That's me. I see opportunity everywhere I go. Anytime there's a tragedy, I try to find a way to turn it into a coin. You know what I mean? And that's how she is. So she comes up with this idea to help women who basically were abused, who might have been raped. The women that she targets are high-class women, women with money, or their husbands, you know, got money. And so she basically, her and her crew, her brother, who is also a sister now, they go around kidnapping these men and torturing them. And the wives or the girlfriends or the daughters or whoever, you know, they paid them a lot of money to torture these men, and they sit there and they watch. And when they're done, they send them on their way.
Wow.
These men don't go to the police because they're politics. They don't go to the police because they're doctors. They don't go to the police because, you know, they're lawyers and stuff like that, and they know it'll be a scandal once the stuff get out. So they end up, they either pay or the wives pay, basically. But the wives or whoever get a chance to sit there and watch these women torture these men. It's payback. And so that's basically what the museum is about. She owns a building. It's the actual museum, but in the bottom of the basement part, she tortures them. She does get revenge on the guy who raped her. That's all I'm going to say because, you know, y'all got to read the book. But in my books, in all my books, I give women a chance to get redemption. I give women a chance to get even and get all that anger and frustration out because we got it hard. Don't get me wrong. Men got it hard.
Oh, Noah, please don't give them any ideas.
Hey, I told you I'm a little crazy a little bit, but it's all in my book. You know, I give women a chance. When you read my books, I give women a chance, you know, to be able to get revenge, basically. There's no sugarcoating it. They're going to get revenge, and they're going to be cool. They're going to be all right. And that's what my books is about, the museum.
That's like my books. All of my books, all the women are empowered. They're the ones in power. And
mm-hmm. Good.
And I even wrote a book where I had a serial killer, and she was female. And no one would think that a female would be a serial killer, but she is.
Mm-hmm.
She
is. I mean, and when
that's
you
my
think
favorite
about
book.
A queen, yes, I want to hit it. No, because y'all be the ones out there doing whatever, thinking y'all are going to get away with stuff. And y'all really be doing some crazy, because y'all men can't handle the same type of hurt women get.
Exactly.
We will keep forgiving y'all, keep coming back to y'all, Keep giving, and y'all just keep taking, to the point where we want to hurt y'all, but in a different way. I don't know if I hear nobody way that's listening, but, I mean, it's in my books. So, like I said, I ain't going to never do it in real life, but
right.
In my book, you know, women, they get revenge. They you know. It is what it is.
That sounds real interesting. And you telling me that's on audiobook, or are you going to put it on audiobook?
No, it's already on audiobook.
Oh,
it's already on audiobook.
Yes.
And in my other book, While He Sleeps, I had wrote that book right before the incident with George Floyd. I always felt like this. Women, I swear to goodness, especially black women, we are the front line when it comes to everything. everything. Yep. Our kids, our men, our job, we are always in the front. You know what I mean? And
no, but you know what I always say?
What's up?
You know what I always say? America, who runs America? The black woman and the white man.
I ain't gonna argue with that.
And you got to understand what I'm really saying. The black woman and the white man.
I'm listening, have you?
See, because the white man's wife, she has no say. The brother has no say. In America right now, the white man and the black woman runs America. So right now, it's up to y'all to get us brothers across the finish line.
You trying to
hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. It ain't up to us. It's not up to us. But we always take on that role, regardless if
mm-hmm.
we want to or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's forced on us. It's forced on us, and then men will be like, oh, you too hard, or you want to be the man in a relationship.
You know why it's forced on y'all?
Why?
America made it that way. They made it that way. When they took the man out of the household, they made it that way. They wanted it that way.
Well, this is true. They wanted to mess with the man and put the woman in.
They wanted that way. Exactly. How do you get to the man? You get to the you know. But men don't have to live. They now men live in that. They got that mentality that they can't win. They can't do nothing. And they take it to heart. Instead of them getting off their ass, now they depending on the black woman. But they can get up off their ass.
I can agree to that to some, you know, a little bit. Because I do know there is men out there, and I know some personally, that wouldn't agree, that is completely different, that do what they need to do and have no problem with that. But I can say maybe 60% that I've met, that I know, is like that. And it's sad
mm-hmm.
to me. It's very sad.
Yep.
But also, some of my other book out there, Queen's Table, Sit, Stop Chasing Him, I talk about
mm-hmm.
that in that book. Because us as women, we allow it to go on, thinking
Absolutely.
And hoping that our man is going to change for us. And he's not. This is who he is. This is who we accepted. And then we get mad when he's not changing. But this is what we accepted in the beginning.
Right.
And I'm going to say I'm guilty of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
learning now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of that myself. And I'm learning now. And I'm reaping, you know, the seeds that I planted. And it pissed
right.
me off. It pissed me. I'm not even gonna go there. We about to change this. That's it.
Well, you got a caller. You got a caller. 504.
Okay.
She said that was on time.
Yes. Hello.
Caller. Might have hung up. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Well, the CEO has something special for you tonight.
Okay.
I think she might have hung up.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, okay.
I'm not gonna build it. No, I just wanted to do a piece to honor you as a guest. For coming in and everything that you stand for and what your books are about, what your sisters came in and had to say about you. So I just wanted to do a piece in honor of that. And it's called Silence of the Power Source. Brothers, wake up and wise up. Take up arms. Let's size up on these cracks that's on the attack of our black women. They are our new voice, and we got to catch up because our sisters are being silenced and killed at alarming rates because the world can feel them coming. My sisters are on the rise. Matter of fact, they have arrived everywhere. So to my brother warriors, this is a summons. white America moves at lightning speed to impede this melanated breed, but we as the strength and seed needs to step up, not subside, to ensure a path as one day you could bet for damn sure a black woman will lead. It boils me to see on TV this orange motherfucker pointing at my sister April Ryan and say, have a seat, like she was beneath. I grit my teeth and think how we, black men, need to be like killer bees stepping up to protect. Send a message like, don't fucking mess with our hornet's nest. Make no mistakes, this is the silence of the power source. Our daughter, Nia Wilson, murdered at the BART station in Oakland by a symptom of this evil force. So, of course, we need to be a force. Because if we, as black men, don't enforce, we leave our queens alone set out on the collision course. These are our issues. If your skin is black and you are a man, it ain't a question of can you. It's a statement of fit in where you can. This is the silence of a power source. Don't tell me you don't understand. Try telling that shit to Sandra Bland. Black man, stand up, man up. This canned up so-called president has made it evident through dog whistle banter that our precious black women are to be made look ignorant because of his inability to handle a real question when they raise a hand up. Makes me want to raise my hand up, shape of a black fist, and knock the shit out of the next racist-ass lunatic that tries to attack my sis, because we can no longer stand for this shit. They can't dismiss the side as our power source. Brothers, we need to state our case so that we shape the mindset of her to appreciate our place, replace any doubt, give her faith that you are her security. She is the base, provider of the egg, mother of the seed. A kingdom unstable is one without its queen. We diminish and demean our power source when we abuse and shame, ridicule, and call B-names. If we harm our queens, others feel empowered to do the same. Today, racism has gotten brave, but we cannot let the power source be its prey. See, the stands we take must say to the other race, you're going to stay your ass out of our black queen's face. Respect is a requirement. We require that you unhand our power source because their violence will not be the silence. You see, while we hustle for that dollar and grind for that last dime, our beautiful black dimes are under siege, and it's been time that we draw a line to these violent crimes. America steps aside. So, brothers, we need to be that protection provider. Let's lift our queens higher and make this earth brighter from the fire of our power source. Silence of the power source.
Yes.
Ooh. That was dope.
That was fire.
Now, you
know
what?
I got another surprise for you, too.
You got another surprise for the queen? I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Mama Bear, are you in?
Hello, darling.
Hey, queen.
Listen, I'm sitting over here like on pins and needles. Y'all talking, I'm talking, too. And I'm forgetting that I'm in the queue, right? So I'm going, I'm like, yeah, that's fire. That's hot. Yeah. Women rule, baby. Women rule. Oh, listen. I just want to tell you that, you know, I honor you. I love giving you flowers while you can smell them. I'm proud of you. I'm proud to be a part of your life and in your life and in your circle. I'm so happy. I can't wait till we work on the museum movie. And they talking about the book, but honey, I was sitting up there listening to all this stuff happening in the book. I like, don't tell them too much. Make them look at it. Make them read it. Make them read it. Make them want it. Make them want it. You know, and just the spoken word and everything I heard on here tonight, my spirit is uplifted. My soul is happy. I'm happy. I celebrate you. I honor you. I thank God for you. I thank God for, you know, this whole station that's just doing things and making noise and making waves and making moves. And I'm so glad that you're a part of the movement. And I love you, darling.
I love you, too. I love you so much, D. Oh, my God.
I'm in pre-production for another movie. Y'all know I can't stop. I can't stop. I won't stop.
I know that's right.
I suppose I've been chilling, but I wrote a short film called Guns Down, and we're in pre-production, so we've been out looking at all the sites today, and we start filming on Thursday, so I'm excited about that. Really excited.
Yes.
So, when you get ready for museum, it's going to get my undivided attention, just like everybody else, Roger. So I just want to tell you, just keep doing it, because you're doing the damn thing.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen. I love you so much.
Love you back.
All right, we got a 4-1-12 in the building. That's the hometown right there, ain't it?
I know. Who called him from PA? Hold up.
All right. Let's see who this is. It's open. We listening. We waiting for them to say something.
What's the number? Who's on the phone? Who's on the line? I'm all anxious now.
Oh, it's okay. 412-370-6551.
It's me, Keys.
And this is my sister. This is my road dog. This is my homie. This is my A. This is my A1 from day one. This is my best friend, Andrea Collington, y'all. That is Andrea.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I know Danielle for over 30-something years. We've been best friends, sisters, through everything. Just to see you grow, Danielle, into this beautiful woman, phenomenal, ambitious, go-getter. I am so very proud of you, and I thank God every day that he blessed you inside of my life, my family's life, my kids' life, just in my life in general. Keep going, sis, and I love you beyond life.
I love you too. Hey, y'all, when I tell y'all, we done a lot of stuff together. We done a lot. If these walls could tell. It's like, no, let me stop. But, yeah, we've done a lot of stuff together. We've been best friends for a very, very long time. You know, I got to give y'all a little brief history real quick. It's funny how, you know, when you first meet people and you have your first impression about them, some of the ladies that I have grown to be very, very close with has not always – they used to rip on me, okay? But Drea never did. Drea was always cool. Drea was always the one, you know, that made you feel good. She was always just chill and relaxed, and everybody loves Drea. I swear to God, there's not, like, nobody could never say anything bad about Drea. She's that one friend that will always look out for you, always. Just you know, the kindness of her heart. And I always, you know, I used to be jealous when we was growing up because she had other friends. Y'all know how it be when, you know, you got that one friend and then they got other friends and you be like, I don't like them because that's my friend. That's how it was with me and Drea. She had a couple other females that was her friends, and I was like, nah, that's my friend, you know. And I was kind of happy when they stopped being friends. I ain't even going to lie, because then I got a chance to have her all to myself. But we've always been cool. You know, that's my sister. We do a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things together. She's always had my back. My kids love her. I love her kids. You know, our kids literally grew up together. We had kids together. So I think that type of friendship is really hard to come by, to actually grow up and your kids grow up together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes people, you know, they venture out, they leave or they move or, you know, stuff happens. But me and her has always had a genuine friendship. And I think, to be honest, I don't think me and Drea have never gotten into an altercation. We've always been the type of friends that, you know, we might disagree on stuff, and that's cool, and we keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we've never gotten into an altercation. We've always had each other's back. I could talk to her about, you know, a lot of things, a lot of personal things, and she's always been there for me. And sis, I love you so much. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. And, you know, just being my friend. You know, she's been there, y'all, literally through everything. And I'm really very appreciative of that. And thank you, Drea, for calling in. I love you so much, sis. I do.
Thank you, Drea. Love you more.
Yes. Miss LaShawn, Goddess Love, do you have anything to say?
No, sir. I'm just taking it all in by all this awesomeness.
I'm so excited, y'all. But I do got a poem that I wanted to recite. It's if that's okay, can I bless the mic?
Of course.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. So yeah, I told y'all before I've been a little crazy. So my writing, I write from the heart. I do. I can say that my poems are always, happy poems, but they're heart. And when I do stuff and when I write, I think about the writing. This poem is called "Those Who Know Know." And I wrote this, I think, this was one of the newest poems that I wrote. I want to say I wrote it, last month or something like that. It's called "Those Who Know, Know." I've had to fend for myself. That's all I know. I've had to put up walls because of who I know. Energy because of what I know. Truth is, I've only been in love once because I know what I know. And if you think you're going to change me, the answer is no. Saying it and feeling it, the connection is broke. I can vibe with anyone. Yeah, we can laugh and joke. But I'm too deep for these Omega males. I just lost hope. My independence intimidates you. My third eye's woke. I want to be held, touched, and told that I'm dope. But you busy being in competition with me. I got to let you go. I'm disconnected from your mind so I can reap what I sow. I'll never give you power unless you can love me from the soul. Lead my heart to a place to what I know, what I know. I like that.
Hey, Goddess Love.
Yes, sir.
Don't you do poetry, too?
No. See, we not.
I'm just saying,
We are not about to do that, okay?
I'm just saying,
No, I do not.
This is Black Women Empowerment Night.
But I am not a poet, okay? And I know that I'm going to be doing a piece on Wednesdays, but I haven't gotten around to it, I have some things going on, but get to it. I'm going to get to it. Don't do that. Don't be putting me on the spot.
I'm just saying,
Mm-hmm. Don't you do poetry?
No. But I did write something. I'm just looking for it right now. I really did, and I hit the down button, and it just went shoot somewhere. Yes, I did. I wrote something. Because, me and Danielle has a special bond. And I was so excited about giving her her own night. It brings tears to my eyes because she has came a long way. And it's just amazing, man. And I sit back wow. Y'all don't understand. It's wild. And when you see how much she's doing, it's awesome. And she be putting her blackness out there. I'd be like, oh, girl, I can't share that on my page. Preachers over here. I'm mixing them legs. Oh, my God. Lord, the preacher man going to say, Lord. I'm going to tell him my page. I'm going to say, don't worry about it. My page ain't saved. But yes, I am so excited. I'm sitting here looking for I can't believe it.
God is love. Did Hezekiah tell you that we literally was talking on the phone? Was it was it 1 year or 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
2 years. We've been talking on the phone and been kicking it for 2 years. My first time meeting Hezekiah is when we did our movie.
Wow.
Mhm.
And how was that interaction?
It was fun.
It was like we knew each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it didn't take that long for us to meet in person. It didn't take us that long.
Yeah.
We met a few months ago.
Yep, I rolled up on her.
What you say? Pull up on me. You pulled up on her.
He sure did.
Yeah.
I'm in your town. I'm like, oh shit, come on through.
No telling where.
He has a car to be pulling on me, because when I meet people and I feel they vibe, I be like, where y'all live at? I'm coming to visit.
Yeah.
That'd be me. I'd be everywhere. Seriously. And don't be surprised, Queen, if I be like, what you doing? I'm going to be out there this weekend. Dead serious. That's me.
Like,
I'm coming to visit.
Go.
Yes, indeed.
I'm always out there. Has he been
looking for? Huh?
Did you find what you was looking for?
Man, look.
Well,
look.
When she say freestyle,
you just gotta speak from the heart.
No, I can't say freestyle. Yeah. I took some time to write this.
Queen said you got a freestyle now, Hezzy.
That's
no,
right.
I can't freestyle it. No, because this was really good. Like, this was really good. So, and it was something that I wanted to leave with her. So it's very important. Now I got to find out what I did with it. I hit the wrong button. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I had to find a piece of my book on Facebook from 3 years ago.
Oh, damn.
For real. I was like, where did it go? You know, when you do stuff on your phone, you can lose it with one hit.
Don't you hate
that? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to find it. So, Danielle, give them all your social media sites and everything where they can find you at.
Yes. So, all right, now I got to get professional. Hi, everybody. So, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at Author D.N. Miller. You can reach out to me. I'm giving out my email, authordnmiller@gmail.com. Follow me. I follow back. Don't be shy. Feel free to inbox me as long as you ain't trying to, you know, be flirting with me. We all good. And, yeah, that's basically it.
All right. I like that.
And I'm on all platforms, Amazon. And if you guys want to, you know, purchase any of my books, or my audio book is not on Amazon yet. If you go onto my Instagram page, you can click the link and you're able to, you know, get the audio book and all my other books there as well. But those will be autographed. If you go to Amazon, you don't get an autographed book. But if you would like to purchase an autographed book or get my audio book, feel free to go to my IG page and click the link in the bio.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, you can, you know, get my goodies. I mean, my book. Let me just say that.
Let me rephrase that.
I know, right? I'll be like, she said, what?
Mm-hmm.
My book.
You have those inbox messages.
Oh, yeah. I already had to block and delete quite a few people,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
You ready?
Yes, I am. Yes, you ready?
I am ready.
This is for you, Miss Miller. May the
Thank
road
you.
Rise for me too. May the wind be always at your back. May the sunshine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May God always grant you a sunbeam to warm you, a moonbeam to charm you, a sheltering angel so nothing can harm you. And may the saints protect you and bless you today. And may troubles ignore you each step of the way. God be on your road everywhere you go. If anyone has ever told you that your road to success is inaccessible, don't believe them. You know they say is a lie. My road to success has never always been a straight path. Matter of fact, I had a lot of U-turns and hit a lot of potholes en route. But what I didn't do is give up. I didn't always have navigation either. Sometimes I was on unknown paths and didn't know where I would end up. But I kept going day after day, week after week, year after year. And we set realistic goals for ourselves. We continue to dream and envision ourselves winning. Now we still have a few miles to travel. Thank you, Miss Miller, for being my friend.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you for being. All right. Can we sing the theme song to not friends. What is it, Golden Girls? Yeah, y'all got to
thank you for being
me.
A friend.
Being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. That's my jam. No, but seriously, Hezzy, I love you. You my dog. I'm so happy, you know, that I met you because, you know, when I first came into this this writing industry, I didn't know a lot. I just was playing about air, just moving along, you know, and you taught me a lot. You taught me a lot. You gave me the confidence. I remember I kept asking you so many questions about doing interviews, y'all. I was so scared. And I tell y'all, Hezzy put me D. He put me D. Taught me how to do interviews. And during that time, I think COVID was, you know, starting to come about. And I had a bunch of book, what is it called? Book signing. I couldn't do them because of, you know, the COVID, but he taught me how to do. I didn't know what to do. I just needed to sit here and sign a book. But he was like, no, get this, do that. You know what I mean? Have you visited this place? When you go out of town, call this place. Call it. You know what I mean? So Heather Collier really, really did mentor me. He really mentored me. And all the information that he gave, he was putting me in different groups. He was hooking me up with different people. And so along the way, when I was able to carry that he shared with me, I was able to walk on my own 2 feet. I started networking with so many different people and doing this and doing that. And so now we look out for each other. And that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Literally walking side by side and helping each other, promoting each other. When I get information, I share with him. When he get information, you know, he share with me. I really appreciate that Hezekiah took me under his wing and showed me the ropes. Because there be so many people out there that don't want to see you win. You'll be left with so many unanswered questions, and then, you know, you'll keep messing up. But he didn't allow that to happen. He said, listen, I'm going to help you. I can hear his voice. I don't do this for many people, but I'm going to help you. You know, and I'm just so gracious.
That's how I was because I was very skeptical of helping people because if I helped somebody, they would burn me, and I'd be like, okay. And then I was, like, burnt out at the time, and she just gave me a fire. I was like, okay, let's do this. And every day we would talk. We would talk every day. And it was so fun.
Yes. And now look at us.
And he does say that a lot when he does talk about you because he always mentions you on the show and he always say, she lit a fire under my ass because I was just burnt out.
I remember him telling me that because I'm telling you, we would call each other as soon as we woke up. My ex would be laying here. I'd be on the phone with Hezekiah like 6 o'clock in the morning. He's waking up looking at me like, could you please get downstairs with that phone call? We loud on the phone. 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, we on the phone talking about books. talking about interviews. You know what I mean? So it was cool to be able to have, you know, somebody like that in the same circle, like I said, that have the same interest, the same goals as you, and you can genuinely be friends with that person.
I wasn't going to allow her to fail.
Right.
That wasn't in the equation. Failing, no. this is what we're going to do. We're going to do it this way. We're not listening to them over there. We're going to do it this way. We're going to do it our own way. Actually, she went international before she went U.S.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was not playing. I was, listen, I'm telling you, we have each other's back. We had each other's back. We was each other's accountability partner. And I mean not for real, for real. Not on no play stuff, not on no hating. Every
right.
time one of us got an opportunity, we were sharing it with each other. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We had a game plan, and we stuck with it.
Yep.
And now we got a movie. Hey, you know what I mean? And many more to come. Many more to
right.
come.
That's great.
Yeah.
Teamwork make the dream work.
Yes,
absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, I was talking to Janita earlier today. She was like, "You talking to me, you don't even talk like an author no more. You talking about you that's so far ahead now." I'm like, well, my mind is it's called leveling up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, seeing different visions and where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And making your dreams come true.
Absolutely. Remember when we had the Black Kings Matter platform? I made sure Hezekiah was on there because he brought that fire. I love listening to educated Black men and getting their views and their opinions when it comes to, you know, certain topics. I always made sure Hezekiah was on our platform giving his opinion
mm-hmm.
all the time. And we did our radio show once a week. It was called Black
yep.
Things Matter. Man, mm-hmm. It was lit on there. It was lit. We had police officers. We had ex-cons. We had all
yep.
types of men on there. You know, it was dope.
Yes, it was.
But I'm very grateful. You know, like I said, that God put me. He put me in the right place at the right time. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's sad that I had to go through a tragedy to get here, but I got here.
Right.
And I thought I mattered. And I'm not even here yet because there's still other stuff, you know, that I'm tapping into that I want to do and that I'm going to do, you know. And, you know, people always say the sky's the limit. That's not me. No, I'm beyond the stars, so.
I know that's right.
It's on and popping. They ain't seen or heard nothing yet because they got to get ready for me. It's on. I'm so
yes,
serious.
Indeed.
It's on. And we think outside of the box. That's one thing I can say about me and Hezekiah is we definitely think outside of the box.
Yep.
There was so many different we talked about this too, how there's a lot of writing groups. There's a lot of book groups. Ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
selling no books in no book groups. If all the people's in there promoting their books, who's in there buying it? Nobody.
Yep.
Everybody's trying to sell each other their books. It's a waste
mm-hmm.
of time.
Yep.
Don't do the book groups no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 200 people promoting their books. There ain't no readers in these book groups. Nah, we getting out of these groups, heavy. We going to do our own thing.
Yep. That's what we do. We come up with different game plans. Oh, tell them about the library in Pittsburgh.
Yes. So, and I should have mentioned this first. So, anybody who's listening, authors, you know, and it does not matter what book you got. It could be inspirational, urban, poetry. If you want your book in the library, because we all know it is a very long process. They play too much. If you want your book in the library, I got the plug, okay? I can get your book in the library for free. For free.
What?
That's right.
Inbox me. Shoot me your IG message. I'll give you the address where to send your books at. I'm really, really connected with Mr. Richard. He is the director of my local library. He also put me D with a lot of stuff. He got me put on a lot of different platforms as well. And he will put your book into the library system. He's also director of the Black National, I'm hoping I'm saying this right, Caucus Association.
I'm also a member of that as well. And then there's another one. I can't think of the name. But, yes, if you want your book into the library for free, I'm telling you, send me an inbox. It will be in there literally within a week. Not months, not a year, but within a week. Just, you know, shoot me a message and send your book, and we all good.
All right. That's some valuable information. I hope everyone was listening. Jot that down.
Yes, indeed. Because, you know, people, when we get something like a bookstore or something, we want to talk outrageous prices for somebody's book in a library.
Right.
Like, I'm like, okay, what if somebody don't got $250 to put a book in a library?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a good opportunity. And it's in Pittsburgh, so that's a big, you know, that's a city.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a good opportunity, and I think that's looking
yes.
out for our kind.
Yes,
right.
Yes, and they can send as many books as they want. Often I go down there, and you know we'll go lab, and we'll open up the different packages of you know the different books that
mm-hmm.
You know the authors send in, because he has a big space for indie authors. And like I said, you know people don't be showing love to indie authors; they really don't. Yeah. But I feel as though those are some of the best authors that I've ever came across, some of the best
mm-hmm.
books or
mm-hmm.
authors. They
yep.
sleep in them,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why. You know,
yep.
you see these names that's well known, and you know, 50 Cent, Michelle. Sorry, let me stop. But shout out to Michelle Obama. But you know, they're not really written by them. They're
yeah.
not. They got ghostwriters. You know what I mean? And a lot of indie authors are really dope. Shout out to all the indie authors. Shout out to inspiring authors. You know, I tell people all the time during my coaching, stop making excuses. If you're going to write a book, all you need is a pencil and a notepad and some paper
mm-hmm.
and get it started. You don't need to go out and buy no laptop, and you don't need all this lavish. No, get out there, get you a pen, find you a quiet space, and start writing. That's where it starts.
Yep.
And yes, people do want to know your story, because they be like, don't nobody want to know about me? Don't nobody. Yes, people do. People want to hear your story. I want to hear your story.
Right.
So don't be afraid. Take that leap of faith and do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You are quite welcome, sir. I had fun with y'all tonight. I should have poured me a little glass of wine, but it's all good. I'm going to drink me some after this.
I know that's right.
We always have a little cocktail during the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have had me a glass.
We mm-hmm. can't change it. I think we're going to change the name to Drunk Champs. Nah. you know how Noah got Drunk Champs?
And you would win, because I can't drink.
we're gonna call it the smokers lounge.
No,
that's one more.
I got five on it.
<I'm fine. laughs>
Oh man, y'all are funny.
It was such an honor to have you on our show tonight.
Yes,
I was honored. Listen, y'all honestly don't even know how this made me feel so good. Seriously. Like, I'm blessed. And I can't even stress that enough. I am so highly favored and blessed. I really am. And I appreciate you too. I really do. CEO, I appreciate you as well. You know, and everybody that called in, everybody that gave me some encouraging words, I love y'all. I really do. You know, we sometimes we need that. We need to hear that. We need to hear, you know, people giving us our roses and appreciating us while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You never know
right.
what somebody is going through. And like I told y'all before, I've had a tough week. I've had a tough week. And this moment, it I'm straight. I'm cool. This whole vibe right here, I'm good.
And see, what y'all don't understand, if I'm having a bad day, I will call her. If she's having a bad day, she'll call me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
mm-hmm.
that's what you call, you know, friends.
Right.
You know, no matter what, you're friends.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And it was a great
yes.
show tonight.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we got to pay these bills.
Uh-oh, that means it's time to go.
Yeah, I want to shout out my cousin. He just got his HVAC license, and he's doing big things in Virginia Beach. So if you're on Facebook, reach out to James Magnuson. He'll come fix your air conditioning and heating supplies. And I'm going to leave y'all with this little bit. We talk life.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Can I tell? Okay, so, and
yep.
I should have been did this. I want to shout out El
Sister Code, too.
Sister Code, yes. Sister Code and El Hefe, they have a new CD out. It's called Switching Lanes. Go on Bandcamp, okay? Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Facebook. When I tell you their music is dope, dope, okay? Y'all don't even understand the level of rap music until y'all listen to these men. They're dope. Follow them on Bandcamp, y'all, El Hefe. And the name of the CD is called Switching Lanes. I want to shout out Sister Code, all the ladies on my platform. I love y'all, and thank y'all for always being there. I love y'all to death. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Heather.
All right. So I'm going to leave with these little words, and then we're going to close the show. We talk life. We all think we made it, but we damn know we fall from that reality. But as long as you are breathing, don't never stop believing. Strength through the struggle, we're going to make it. Failure is not an option. More powerful than the will to win is the courage to begin. And I want to thank y'all for coming to the Author's Lounge tonight. And have a blessed night, everyone. Peace.
Peace.
Call it quits. How could I not know after all this here? I spent so much time trying to find a signal, but it's safe to say it's no good. A nigga need to roll up.
No, I don't wanna piss you off. No, I ain't tryna make